His Chicken stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. The Community Partnership Drive-Through Food Distribution will be held at Columbia County Fairgrounds today, beginning at 10 o'clock this morning. It's the second food distribution event at the fairgrounds this year. More than 450 families were served at the first in May. The food distribution is open to everybody, regardless of residence or income status. The event will last until all food is gone. During the May event, the food lasted until 11:45. Families are asked not to arrive early because that can cause traffic problems. Access to the event could be gained at Route 66 entrance. Families can drive through or walk in to the event. If you walk in, masks and social distancing, please. In Salisbury, the Planning and Zoning Commission has a special meeting coming up tonight at 5 o'clock. Noble Horizons is offering free four-week CNA-certified nursing assistant training course beginning tomorrow. That course meets daily from 8 to 4. If you complete the course successfully, you'll have a job waiting for you at Noble Horizons. If you're interested, contact Molly Tanner at 860-435-9851. The Region 1 Board of Education has a policy subcommittee meeting coming up tomorrow at 10 a.m. It's via Zoom. Meanwhile, tomorrow, the Falls Village Board of Education meets at 6 o'clock at the Lee H. Kellogg School. Also tomorrow in Cornwall, the Inland Wetlands Watercourse Commission has a Zoom meeting at 7, and the Cornwall Board of Selectmen have a Zoom meeting at 7:30. The Rose Thrift Shop, located in the basement of the Immaculate Conception Church, Route 22 in Amenia, will have their bag sale from 10 to 2 on Wednesday and Saturday, and then close on Wednesday the 9th, restock and reopen on September the 12th. Kent Board of Education has their regular meeting coming up Wednesday at 5 o'clock. It is a meeting that will be via internet. Amenia, Dover, Pauling, and Unionvale seniors age 60 and over are invited to the Dutchess County Office of the Aging free drive-through senior pickup Thursday at the Thomas J. Boyce Park in Wingdale. 866-486-2555 to reserve your pickup time. It's limited to 350 reservations, an $8 fee for those under 60. Prescription drug disposal will also be available. The State of Connecticut, Connecticut Siting Council has a continuation of evidentiary hearing on the Kent Sound Tower situation on Thursday, September 3rd via Zoom beginning at 2 p.m. A submitted under protective order only open parties and interveners that can execute the non-disclosure agreement are invited to participate, but you can listen in. Coming up this weekend, of course, is the big weekend at Lime Rock Park, which is open only to a limited number of spectators, but the 4 to 7 p.m. Vintage Race and Sports Car Parade will leave Lime Rock at 4 o'clock and leave and come back to Lime Rock. There will be no party in Falls Village this year. The Cornwall Conservation Commission has their meeting with Johanna Hayes. It's a Zoom conversation coming up on the 3rd at 6 p.m. An online auction will begin Friday, September 4th at 12 noon and conclude on Monday, September 7th at 12 p.m. for the Sharon Historical Society, their 25th anniversary Sharon Treasure Sale. The link to the auction will be active beginning Friday, September 4th. You can see sharonhist.org for more information on that event. In Cornwall, coming up on the 5th, the farm markets continue in the village in West Cornwall. The Cornwall Association monthly meetings via Zoom at 9, and at 10 o'clock, the library book sale in Cornwall will be held live outdoor beginning at 10 o'clock. News stories around our tri-state region. A 41-year-old Stanford man was arrested on Friday after state police said he raped a child. Santiago A. Anduar recorded himself sexually assaulting a child in Stanford, according to police. He faces felony charges of third-degree rape, promoting a sexual performance of a child, and use of a child in sexual performance. Arraigned in town of Stanford court and sent to Dutchess County Jail without bail. He's due in court this coming Wednesday at 3 p.m. Region 1 school district has added 20 new instructors for the coming school years. Some new faces and some familiar will greet Region 1 students when the doors open September 8th. Superintendent Lisa Carter said she's excited about the crop of high-caliber educators who have been hired. Some of them are former paraprofessionals who have stepped up to earn their teaching degrees. Nice story in the Republican American by Catherine Boughton. Missing for years, a white marble dog is now guarding the grave of a long-gone teen at the Canaan Cemetery. That will play out this Sunday at Mountain View Cemetery. A white marble dog has been returned to the grave of a young Georgina Pete, where it slumbered for more than 125 years before being stolen more than a decade ago. The white marble dog stolen over 10 years ago from the grave of 19-year-old Georgiana Pete was recently returned and given to a nonprofit, Friends of Canaan History Center. It was reinstalled on Georgie's grave this week, resuming its long vigil exactly 141 years after the girl's sudden death in 1879. Bunny Williams of Falls Village found the sculpture on a website of a New York antique dealer, and the dog was given back to Williams to bring to Canaan. A rededication ceremony open to the public will be held September 7th at 3 p.m. at the cemetery. Nursing homes in Connecticut are going to be allowed to resume some in-person visits under revised state guidelines that were announced last week. Only outdoor or window visits between residents of nursing homes and loved ones have been permitted as a precaution against the spread of coronavirus among the most vulnerable population. The race for the 5th Congressional District in Connecticut has mostly been relegated to small gatherings and Zoom meetings with voters due to COVID-19. And that pandemic-restricted campaigning will last through upcoming debates into the November election. U.S. Representative Yohanna Hayes, Democrat 5th District, and Republican challenger David X. Sullivan, a retired federal prosecutor from New Fairfield, are scheduled to meet in four debates and one community forum in October. The Connecticut Air National Guard confirmed on Friday that low-altitude training maneuver flyovers by two C-130 cargo transports that alarmed many Berkshire County residents Wednesday evening most likely originated from its base at Bradley International Airport north of Hartford. Quote, based on the date, time, and locations described in the complaints, we're able to confirm that it's highly probable that the aircraft described in the complaints are assigned to Connecticut Air National Guard. Police agencies across Dutchess County are stepping up their presence on roadways ahead of the Labor Day weekend as part of a statewide crackdown on impaired driving. The Stop DWI campaign began Friday and is scheduled to end September 7th, according to the Office of Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro. Quote, drinking and driving is a choice, Molinaro said. He went on to say, quote, often it has deadly consequences. While you can choose to celebrate the unofficial end of summer, we ask you to do so responsibly. If you choose to drink at a small, socially distant Labor Day gathering, please be responsible and arrange a ride home, end quote. Connecticut's Rainy Day Fund has exceeded the legal limit for the first time in 19 years, approaching $3.1 billion, and forcing Governor Ned Lamont's administration to release some of that bounty to pay down the debt. New numbers from the administration show the reserve enough to cover a huge budget deficit for the fiscal year that began in July and still leave nearly $1 billion in the bank for next summer. The projections, much rosier than the administration offered 2 months ago, sparked renewed calls Tuesday from key lawmakers for more state spending to combat the coronavirus pandemic. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the week at 28,653.87, the NASDAQ at 11,695.63, and the S&P 500 at 3,508.01. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.